Listen to last week's podcast. You heard me talk about getting more leads, but you may be wondering, what do I do with these leads once I get them? What happens next to ensure that lead turns into a booked client? What steps do I take to onboard clients? In today's episode, I'm going to share with you my exact booking workflow so that I can help you convert those leads into booked clients. Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer in mind, to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. I'll be honest, when I first started photographing seniors, I had no idea what to do once I got a lead and no idea how to turn that lead into a book session. I was all over the place with how I treated my clients, how I communicated to my clients, and what I sent to them. I knew there had to be a better way, so I developed a workflow or a checklist of tasks that I do for every single lead or inquiry that I get. This not only ensures that I stay organized and not miss a single step, but allows me to streamline my process so I have time to do other things. And I believe it allows me to book even more sessions. How you treat your clients through the inquiry process could be the reason someone books you or doesn't book you. So you want to make sure that you have a system in place that not only informs a potential client, but a system that answers any questions they may have and gives every single inquiry amazing customer service. How you treat your inquiries is a direct relation to converting that inquiry into a booked client. In our businesses, it's important to create processes and workflows because these allow us to be more successful. When those inquiries start rolling in, you need a systematic way of handling them so you don't get overwhelmed and forget to send an important email or even possibly not show up to a shoot. Onboarding is a term used when taking a client from inquiry to booked. Onboarding involves things like setting up your client, his or her information, accepting payments, sending out contracts, organizing your calendar, and more. The first step in creating a system or workflow to onboard your clients is to write down every task you typically do for each client from inquiry to product delivery. This should include any task you do, such as any email you send out, and everything you do in between. Look at your list and analyze it. Ask yourself the following: which tasks do I struggle with? Could any of these tasks be streamlined? Are there any inconsistencies in the booking workflow or any holes that need to be filled? After you've written down all these tasks, create a timeline for these items. Ask yourself, when do you want certain things to be sent out? When during the process do you need to complete certain tasks and more? Next, I want you to look at your list and see if anything can be automated. This is where a studio management system will come in handy. And knowing what you do for every single senior before you start looking for a management system will help you decide which one will work the best for you. There are so many different ones out there, and some work better for some, and others work better for others. So you want to know what you need a management software to do so that when you start looking, you can find the right one. Each system does different things. Some allow more automation than others, and some have extra options. So you want to start looking for a system that works for you and what you do for each of your clients. I personally use HoneyBook, and it's been a great option for me to manage my clients. I'm able to set up a workflow, which is essentially the steps I wrote down of everything I do for a client from start to finish. And I set that up within HoneyBook so I know exactly what tasks I have for each client, and I can see which step my clients are currently in. Once I put my clients into the system, I have one place to communicate with clients, accept payments, receive contracts, and more. It allows me to keep everything organized and allows me to ensure that every single client gets the exact same experience. If you're looking for a client management software, I would highly recommend HoneyBook, and you can grab the code in the show notes for 20% off. Once you have a management system in place, it's time to set it all up. Now, I used an actual checklist on paper for many, many years, and it worked great for me. So if you're not at the point of having an actual software, that's okay. You can use a Google spreadsheet, a paper checklist, or even a Trello board. The point is to make sure you have some way of tracking each and every step in your onboarding booking workflow. Now, I'm sure you're listening and thinking, okay, Leslie, let's just get to the steps already. My steps may vary from yours, so that is why I mentioned writing down everything you do first. But for me, the very first thing that happens is getting an inquiry or lead. They have to come in first before I can start this workflow, right? These leads can sometimes come through social media or the contact form on my website. HoneyBook actually allows me to create a contact form that I embed on my website so that when the information is filled out by a potential client, it is automatically inputted into HoneyBook for me. If the inquiry comes through social media or some other form, I will have to input the client into HoneyBook myself. The very first thing I do before anything else, once I get that inquiry, is make a phone call. Now listen, if you don't get anything else from this episode, take this particular tweak and add it to your workflow if you're not currently doing it. The reason is because I feel a phone call is so important and has drastically changed the number of leads converted to booked clients for me, and I believe it will do that for you. Think about how you book services. Do you like to receive a non-personal email full of info, or do you like to actually speak to someone that can help you with the process? If you're like me, you like to talk to someone. This not only helps us make that personal connection, but we become more invested in working with that person once we hear that there's a real human on the other end of the phone or behind that business, right? An email is easy to ignore and not respond to, but a phone call means that you have to stop for a second and actually have a conversation. That really makes all the difference. This tiny tweak has a huge impact. If you listened to last week's episode, you heard me talk about cold, warm, and hot leads. When a person just DMs you, they're more of a cold to possibly warm lead. Yes, they're interested in your services, but you haven't had a personal connection with them yet. But when you can get that person on the phone and talk to them, help them overcome any objections they have to booking you or answer any questions they may have and really connect to someone, then that lead gets warmer and hopefully hot. Now, I know some of you are thinking, what if they don't give you their phone number? Like if they DM you and just say, hey, what's your prices, right? How do you get their phone number? For me, my contact form, first of all, requires a phone number, but in the case of a DM or something else, I will just simply ask for their phone number. I strongly believe that by taking the time to make a phone call and create a personal connection to my inquiries, that I have a stronger chance of converting that inquiry into a booked client. I believe that a phone call shows the potential client that you genuinely have an interest in having them as a client. much better than just a blanket email that just has a bunch of information, right? I believe it also allows you to connect with that potential client on another level. A phone call gives you the opportunity to share a little bit of your personality, and it allows both you and the client to chat, get to know each other, and answer any questions they may have, or even you may want to ask them. I also believe that it is harder to not book someone who has taken the time to call you and chat with you. When I am talking to a client over the phone, I'm sharing my passion for what I do, asking them what they are looking for, and sharing with them how I can help provide that for them. I believe that you can go over all of your processes and session types in a very unique way that an email can't really provide. I personally briefly give them an overview of the process, but I let them know that I will be following up with a detailed email that gives them tons of information, as well as the available dates and a beautiful inquiry magazine to read over at their convenience. Honestly, I believe the magazine that you hear a lot of people talking about is super important, but I believe it is more well received when it comes after the phone call. So on the phone call, I'm simply getting to know the person, asking them, you know, if I'm talking to the parent, I'm asking them, you know, where their child goes to school and what interests does she have and what type of photo shoot is she looking for. I'm going over how much I enjoy getting to know my seniors and taking their photos and helping them feel beautiful, sharing a little bit of that passion of why I do what I do. I am giving them information in a broad sense of I have several different session types and the prices are this, but I don't get quite into the nitty gritty of each collection or each a la carte price because I let them know that I'm going to send them that follow-up email that has all the details. The reason for that is a lot of times people are calling us on the go, in the car. They're not necessarily somewhere where they can write everything down. So rattling off a ton of numbers might get a little overwhelming for them. So I spend the majority of my time talking to them and getting to know them and really just sharing my passion with them and telling them, hey, I'm going to send you every single bit of information in an email so that you can read it at your convenience. But I feel that the two things work well together. And just sending the information or just making a phone call maybe doesn't work quite as well as doing both. So after the phone call, I go into HoneyBook and send the inquiry session information email. That includes my inquiry magazine and available dates that I possibly have. I used to just send the magazine without taking the time to warm up that lead with that phone call. And honestly, sometimes I would book the session, but a lot of times I didn't, and I knew there had to be a reason why. A beautiful magazine is great, and I highly recommend sending one, but a beautiful magazine is even more well-received when you've made that phone call first and gotten that lead even more interested in what you have to offer. I love the combination of the phone call first, followed up by the email that includes the magazine. This combination in my booking workflow has made my conversion rate even higher, and I think it will do the same for you. With HoneyBook, I'm able to set up email templates that I can use instead of having to draft a new email every time. Inside this email, I tell my potential client how much I enjoyed chatting with them on the phone and how much I would love to take their photos. I then give them the information, which includes a link to that magazine, which details the session options, all the pricing, and so much more. I also include a few available dates and let them know that my dates get booked up very quickly. I've just recently started using the scheduling part of HoneyBook that allows a client to click and see my calendar in order to choose a date that works for them instead of just listing the dates inside the email. But honestly, either works just fine. The tip is to not list every single available date. You want to provide some sense of scarcity. There are only these dates available because it will prompt them to take action a lot quicker than if they have tons of options, right? By communicating through HoneyBook, I can keep track of everything. Before I started using HoneyBook, I would just send emails and I wouldn't be able to really find those emails, or I'd have trouble remembering what I sent. So inside HoneyBook, I can see exactly what stage or see exactly what conversation I have had in their portal. So that comes in super handy when I want to go back and see, okay, what did I say or what email have I sent at this point? Once the client chooses a date, the next step in my process is to send the invoice and contract, which can also be done right through HoneyBook. Using the template section, you can create contracts, questionnaires, invoices, etc., to use over and over, which helps streamline your process so you don't have to create something new every single time. Once I receive the payment and the completed contract, I then send out an email with the senior questionnaire and a link to my client hub. This is such a vital part of the process because it allows me to get to know each of my clients and make sure I'm providing the kind of shoot they want. And the client hub allows my clients to get even more information that helps them prep for their senior session. After the questionnaire is completed, I send out an email to schedule the wardrobe consultation. Again, the scheduling option inside HoneyBook allows you to set up different type of events and block off specific dates and times that those events can take place. The client can choose what works best for them, and it eliminates the back and forth of trying to schedule through email. Next is time to create the client's welcome packet. I think clients love getting things in the mail, so I send out a what to wear guide, a session prep guide, a gift guide, appointment reminder card, branded stickers, checklists, and more. You can actually get my exact welcome packet with every piece included as templates that you can customize to your brand through the shop on the Seniorology website. Throughout the process, I have emails set up to automatically send out for reminders, so I'm constantly communicating with my clients. I have found that no communication breeds anxiety, so the more that I can make sure to stay in touch with my clients from the time they inquire to their shoot day and beyond, the better they are prepared and ready for their shoots. So I send out reminders the day before their wardrobe consultation, the day before their session, after their session, and before their ordering appointment. I also make sure that I am texting my client the day of the session, and I make that a part of my process. I have it as a task in my workflow in HoneyBook, so I never forget to do that. Why do I do this? I think it allows the senior to know that I'm thinking of them and excited for their special day. Plus, it opens the line of communication in case they have any last-minute questions before their shoot. Really, a little tiny text that takes no time at all makes such a huge difference in letting that senior know that you are there for them and ready for their shoot. You can even create tasks for yourself after the session so you don't forget what you need to do. Things such as editing, blogging, posting on social media, ordering products, and more can be set up as tasks, and you can literally check the box so you don't miss a single thing with each and every one of your clients. I hope that this episode has given you an idea of not only what to do once you get an inquiry, which, let me remind you, is make a phone call. Again, if you get nothing else out of this episode, I want you to start making those phone calls because I believe that it will make a huge difference in turning that inquiry into a booked client. But I also hope that you have gotten to understand that creating a system to make sure that you do the exact same steps for every single client can help you not only convert a lead into a booked client, but do so in an organized manner so that each and every client gets a great experience with you from the start. No matter which client management system you choose, creating a system is what is key. If you have any questions about the booking workflow or about HoneyBook, please email me at info@seniorology.com. I am happy to answer any question you may have. You can also get a copy of my exact inquiry email that I send out after that first phone call to all of my leads. Download it now at seniorology.com/inquiry email. And don't forget, if you're interested in HoneyBook and want 20% off, use the link in the show notes. And if you are looking for a complete welcome guide to mail out to your clients as part of your booking workflow, check out the Welcome Packet Bundle in the Seniorology shop. It includes all the things that I send in my very own welcome packet to every one of my senior clients. As always, if you like this episode, let me know. I would love to hear from you, or you can leave a review. If you're listening and you want to share about it on Instagram, be sure to tag @seniorology and I will feature you on my story. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll be back next week with an all new episode of the Seniorology Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.